Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here on the NPA Radio Network on Blog Talk, and we will rejoin the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Call. God bless. Enjoy.
He'll help you when it comes to peer pressure. He helps you in every situation. The Holy Ghost helps you if you desire him in your life and meet the condition. He won't come in. What is the condition? Well, you get rid of everything, lay aside every weight, and sin which does so easily beset you. Yeah, get rid of all those things that are not like the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say. Get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. And when you do, the Holy Ghost will come in. You could keep him off you with the Code 45, Mother Turpentine used to say. Yeah, he will come in to your life. But you got to understand that he has a house. Where does he live? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Not your own. You're not. You've been bought with the price. I'm just paraphrasing here. I said like this. Know ye not that your body is the house of the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost lives? How you figure he want to come in that house with smoke everywhere? I'm not a smoker. I don't want to be in no hotel room with smoke everywhere. They've been smoking everywhere. Find me a non-smoking room. Why you think the Holy Ghost want to come up in there? You got smoke everywhere. Why do you think the Holy Ghost want to come up in there and you got liquor all on the walls, all in the tissues, all in the cells of your stomach, and you think he want to live up in there? You got to clean up that temple. Why do you think he want to come up in there and you got lies everywhere? You got other gods everywhere. You worshiping. Just like they had other gods in the other day when the children of Israel were on this earth, people got other gods now. Why do you think the Holy Ghost want to live up in there and he's second? You got somebody else first up in there. You got the singer from American Idol. You worshiping them, talking about that's the baddest thing I ever seen in my life. No, the Holy Ghost is the baddest thing I ever seen in my life.
My God.
You understand what I'm saying? But I'm trying to tell you, you can't have other gods living up in there and think that he's going to come in there. He's not going to come in. And he's the only true a living God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're all three in one. Yeah. How you think he's going to come up in there and you got all kind of gossiping, all kind of stuff up in there? No. You got to clean up that temple and get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. All that marijuana, all that goofballs and cocaine and acid and everything. He's not coming up in there. But when you clean up all that mess and get it all out, the Holy Ghost is ready to come into your heart. Oh, my God. Well, I'm out of time today, but I want to tell you, you need the Holy Ghost, and you need to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. There's one filling, but many refillings. You can be refilled. Amen. Just surrender all to him, and he will refill you. God bless you. I'm out of time. God bless you. We love you. Amen. And remember these things that we've shared with you. All right, let me move on. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in the room.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Conference recording stopped.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right, let's go and see. I want to get a lot of praise reports today. Mother Johnson, I hear your voice. Well, can you get the praise reports for us again today?
Yes, sir. God bless you. I'd like to give honor to God this morning and also to Dr. Johnson, our leader, and all the people of God on the line, and I'm just honored tonight, a day, to be alive and well doing, and the Lord didn't wake me up on time, but my pastor woke me up, and I just thank God. I'm just happy and glad this morning because he's so real in my soul, and I enjoyed the message this morning. Because I tell you, you can't beat the Holy Ghost, and sure enough, need to seek after it. Hallelujah. Well, you can find him if you get everything out, as he already told you.
You got to get everything that's not like the Lord and get it out of your life. I'm just opening it, line up now for our praise reports. Or does anyone have a praise report? Anyone?
Come on, saints. Amen. Everybody got a praise
report. And Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Gina from Kansas City, and I just want to thank God for another day that he allowed me to see. I thank God for a wonderful time in service yesterday that had amazing grace. The Lord blessed all day long. I thank him for how he protected us through the storm we had here on last night. I got up this morning, looked out the window, looked like everything was in place. So I thank God for that, even though they said there was hell out here the size of a golf ball. I thank God that I'm yet alive. God bless each and every one of you all, and it's good to hear you on the prayer line this morning.
God bless you. God bless you. Are there another praise report?
God bless you, and good morning to everyone on the prayer line this morning.
Morning.
It's Dr. Pfeiffer, just thanking God. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and the entire prayer line. I'm thanking God for another day, another day's journey. I'm so glad my soul yet say yes, Lord. Yes to his will, yes to his way, yes to the Holy Ghost, and yes all day.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen. That is my praise report. Thanking God for the Holy Ghost. God bless you.
God bless you. I tell you, is there another praise report?
Good morning, Mother Johnson. Can you hear me?
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is A1 Snakes. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, this is Charlotte Gray, A16. I am thanking God for the Holy Ghost as well.
Yes.
I am thanking God for the power that the Holy Ghost has just laid on my family. I'm just thanking God for the revival that he is doing with this lesson, with this teaching. I'm just thanking God for new morality and new vision and new ideas and a new way of thinking. I'm just thanking God just for everything. The littlest things that I haven't thanked him for in a long time, I'm just thanking him for today, God. I appreciate you. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for newness. Thank you, Lord. I'm understanding that scripture about new and old wineskins. I just thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Fanoff, for continuing this series. God bless you all.
God bless you, Sister Charlotte. And the Holy Ghost reminded me, would you all please forgive me this morning? I am going to give you those scriptures. Let me do it tomorrow on tongues. I will deal specifically on tongues tomorrow. Get your friends and bring them back to line, because the Holy Ghost has given me some revolutionary things that will open your eyes about the tongues. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Johnson.
God bless you. God bless you. Are there another praise report? Are there another praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. I just want to first. Can you hear me, Mother Johnson?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, all the saints. Mother Johnson, I thank the Lord for my family making it here safe, and for my dad, and I'm just asking the saints to pray for me and pray for my family.
God bless you, baby. God bless you. Are there another praise before?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Jeff from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just thank and praise God for a good night's sleep. And he woke me up, closed in my right mind with the activities all of my limbs. And I thank him and praise him every day. Amen, amen.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. God bless you. Are there another praise report?
All right,
there's another. Go ahead, baby.
No, that's me, Mother. All right. God bless
you. All right. I'm going to turn it back to you, Elder Johnson, because it seems like people don't have a praise report this morning.
Oh, they have one. I think they must be a little sleepy. Anybody else want to give a praise report? Just jump in there right now. Anybody?
Dr. Bernard, since there's silence on the line, I will jump back in. Again, I would encourage anybody, this is Charlotte Gray, if you have not seen God Is Not Dead, to please go and see that movie. God is doing some miraculous things through the theater. There's so many signs and wonders that are coming forth. Blatantly speaking in regards to God, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus. And I would just encourage anybody, because your children, my children are 9, 7, and 5, and love the movie. God.
Line muted.
Heaven's on the line. I just want to throw that back in there.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. All right, let me correct something again. Tomorrow we're going to have that Kentucky Day. Amen. By Dr. Pfeiffer. Amen. Kentucky Day is tomorrow. And so I will teach on the tongues, let's say, on Wednesday, if the Lord says the same. All right? God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report before we move from there?
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophetess Jen, area code 870. And I thank God for another day. And I thank God that the storms and tornadoes passed over. Glory to God. And I'm enjoying the teaching of the Holy Ghost. Because God reminds us that he's given us power and dominion and authority to the winds and the storms and the tornadoes. And we're praying for those families in the cities of Bologna that's not far from here, but it's a distance. But we thank God that the wind and the debris that passed over Arkansas and over Pine Bluff, it did stop here, and I thank God for that. And Dr. Johnson and everyone on the prayer line, if you don't have this gift of the Holy Ghost, you need to seek God for the Holy Ghost. Give up everything that's hindering you. And I'm reminded of a story that I heard before, and it talked about all the water in the sea will not sink a ship until the water get inside. And let me tell you, if you want the Holy Ghost, you got to let it get inside of you for dominion, power, and authority. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Anybody else before we move? All right. God bless y'all. We're going to go and ask one of the persons on the line, amen. You'd like to get the prayer request. Anybody can do that, amen. If you know how to get the prayer request, you've heard us do it many times. Just ask for prayer requests, and we'll get prayer for anybody who needs prayer. All right, the line is open to you. If you'd like to take the prayer request, it's open. Open line.
Morning.
Morning.
This is Bonita from Michigan, 616 area code.
Hey,
I do the prayer request? Okay. Saints, at this time, we would like to take prayer requests. We can make known our requests before the Lord and the prayer line.
Right. Jump in there, Saints. If you have a prayer request, go ahead.
First of all, I would like to say I have a prayer request. I would like to ask for prayer for a mother that I met on this weekend. Her son has been arrested for murder, and she feels terrible, and I imagine the mother of the deceased person feels even worse. And I would like for the saints to pray for her.
Absolutely. Go ahead and get the other prayer request.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, saints.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for my auntie Maddie's in the hospital, and my auntie Arlene is in the hospital, and I'm asking prayer for them and for my family. Thank you.
And I want you to call me, Sister Lucille, and let me know where they are, all the information.
Okay, I sure will, Pastor. Thank you.
Go ahead.
May we have another prayer request, please?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913, I have a prayer request. I'm asking prayer for my family, my whole family. God is in the blessing business, and I can't doubt him. Because I knew too much about him, and I thank God because I'm expecting great blessings. Lord, bring my family in. I just want the Lord to save every one of my children. Those that's been saved for years, I want them to be saved all over again. Take everything out that they done picked up on the way, little things they picked up on the way because the Holy Ghost wasn't being taught, and they just pick up things because others do it, they can do it too. I want all that mess done away with. Pray for my family. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen.
Is there another prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. This is Mother Johnson. I'd like for you to pray for my family. Pray for strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from on high. Pray for God's blessings up on Indianapolis because there's so much going on.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. Does anyone else have a prayer request?
This is Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I praise God this morning for the saints of God. Ask you all to remember my family in your prayers, Johnson family, and also my pastor and first lady, Superintendent Allen and First Lady Allen.
Thank you.
This is Sister Gina. I want to put the youth on the prayer line today, please.
Okay. The youth. May we have another prayer request, please?
Amen. This is Prophetess Smith from Arkansas. And my prayer request is for First Fruit to touch God for an answer regarding the plane, that Malaysia plane, that is not found, and to reveal and to deliver and bring this pain to closure for all of those families. Amen. And I just know God can do that. He is a revealer. You know, a plane comes out of the sky and there is nothing left of it, nothing found. So prayer, some things come by fasting and prayer. And I just believe through the prayer line, first fruit, that we can touch the throne of God on behalf of that plane that has disappeared. God bless you.
Amen.
This is Sister Jerry, and I'm asking for prayer for traveling Grace to Arkansas. We will be traveling there this weekend. I had my last uncle pass away, and they will be having service for him Saturday. And also keep my granddaughter in prayer, Kiana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any more prayer requests?
This is Sister Jolene Garnett requesting prayer from First Lady Betty.
What is your name again?
Sister Jolene Garnett requesting prayer from Lady Betty.
Okay.
The first is the prayer line and the Garnett family. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Johnson, would you like for me to continue?
No, let's stop and do prayer. Amen. Somebody want to pray? I'd like for you to continue with that, but let's stop and have prayer for those who really, Sister Bonita, let's have prayer.
Okay, at this time, we thank you for the prayer request, saints. And at this time, we would like to have a volunteer to pray.
Someone who feels led to pray. Up in there and pray. Amen. You know, I think we ought to especially pray. I love that request for the people there who were on that plane. That plane disappeared with all the technology they have everywhere. Surely they can find that plane. Amen. So who feels led to pray this morning? Go ahead. All right. I'll pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again and again and again. Oh, God, I want to thank you for every request made on this prayer line this morning. God, thank you, Sister Lucille. Oh, God, lost her father. And they got the aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers coming in town. And now she's got at least two aunts in the hospital. Aunt Maddie and her other aunt in the hospital, God. They need your help. I'm asking you, Lord, in healing virtue right now, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, God, let the resurrection blood of Jesus go in the hospital, in those rooms of her aunt, and touch. Oh, in the name of Jesus, and heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We need your help. We just thank you for it. Look on Sister Lucille and give her peace in her heart. Give the family peace as they go through this ordeal. Such situation. They need your help. Oh, God, lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load in the name of Jesus. Circumference them, Lord, with your grace and mercy. I rebuke confusion that the enemy tries to bring at times like this. God, give them peace in the midst of this.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask for Sister Bonita, Lord, that you look on her and bless her there in Michigan. Every need that she may have, God, I pray that you supply it in Jesus' name. God, lift the burdens off of her. And bless her home. Bless Mother Edley Johnson. God, I want to thank you for healing her body on so many occasions. I want to thank you. Lord, thank you for the entire family, the entire Johnson family.
Thank you.
What a wonderful request of a mother to want her whole family saved. And God, pray for every one of her children, even myself. We all, Lord, come to the Lord and know he will receive another tip in the name of Jesus. May God touch him and bless him. Help his name. Those who are unsaved, save them. Those who don't have the Holy Ghost, fill them in the name of Jesus. And those who have the Holy Ghost, refill them in Jesus' name, I pray. Now, Lord, I pray for Mother Johnson in Indianapolis, her whole entire family, too. Pray for strength and wisdom and knowledge and for the blessings on high. Oh, God, touch. And look up for every need. Amen. I want to thank you for answering so many prayers.
Yes.
In Indianapolis. Answered the last prayer and gave her that condominium. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Now bless her with all the finances she needs to keep it. In Jesus' name.
Yep.
We love you and we thank you. And while we're on the Johnsons, look in Texas, Lord, and bless Johnson and her husband, Lord. Touch him. Continually heal his body in the name of Jesus. Bless the whole family in Jesus' mighty name. Then look on her pastor, and Alan, and First Lady, Sister Alan. Their needs, you know what they're going through. And I pray that you touch them in the name of Jesus and so comfort them with your love. So comfort them with your power. Lift them up in the midst of any trying situation. Oh, God, we just love you. And we thank you for what you've done already. And for what you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank you. We ask that you look on Sister Gina, Lord. Touch her. Heal her in the name of Jesus. Look on the youth there on the prayer line. Oh, God, bless those young people who come to give testimonies and come to talk about Jesus and give prayers about the Lord. Been so faithful to inspire other young people. God, bless
you.
Use prayer lines.
Oh, God, bless you, David.
Bountiful, bountiful way. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, I pray that you look on the first fruits We're all over this country, all over the world, those who are part of First Fruit, in the name of Jesus, come into this prayer line. We turn our focus now, Lord, to a situation that seems to be impossible. It is to man, but to you, God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. God, you know where that plane is. You know what's happening to it. You know if the people are alive or not. You know if they're being held somewhere. You know if this is the world's cover-up matter, whatever it may be. God, I'm asking you to reveal it. And God, let them find that plane. And let them find those persons who were on that plane. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you a liar. You don't have no authority here. The Lord has stepped in, and he's able to do it suddenly above all we ask even think. I even said it earlier, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Jesus knows all things. He knows what the plane is. He knows where the people are. God, I'm asking you to solve this riddle that man seems to have. And Lord, I pray that you reveal it. In the name of Jesus. Those people are alive. Take care of them. Find the devil. I pray for peace in the hearts of the loved ones who are in limbo. Oh, God, they haven't received word of whether their loved ones are alive or dead. Oh, God, they need comfort. Holy Ghost, I ask you to let your power help them. In the name of Jesus. Touch
in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus. Oh, God, some mother, some father, got their son, got their daughter out there, and they're torn, don't know what to do, waiting for a word every day and seem like it becomes a little grimmer every day. But, God, you can turn things around.
Yes, you can.
Things seem to be completely impossible. You can make everything possible. Let them receive news, God. And let your will be done. Only you. Yeah. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name. Lord, bless. Give peace in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' mighty name. And bless them. In Jesus' name. I pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we love you.
Let's bless day, saints.
You are right.